Prabhupada, the stove of the Sri Srimad Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shiksha Gurudev. Nityananda Pradishta Om Vishnu Pad, the stove of the Sri Srimad Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Bhaga, all the Sannyasikas and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. As many of you know, we work with the Hare Krishna team, which sends out to the Gurudev's lectures, morning walks, and darshans over the last, say, 12 to 13 years. Sometimes, when we would send old lectures, say if we would send a lecture from the year 2000, sometimes devotees would complain that why are you sending such an old lecture? We want to hear what Gurudev is saying now. That was fine at the time, although we knew there was no such thing as an old darshan or old walk, a new one, because he would say the same thing back in the early 90s when we first met him, and the same thing in 2010. But especially now, how old is Srila Gurudev? He's eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. His eternal body is Satchidananda. But how old is he in that sattvic form, which is also transcendental, chinmoy? He's any age that we want to remember him. And each age is valid and true. Similarly, his words of 1992 are no older than his words of 2010. It's all equally fresh, ever fresh, and ever new. Srila Sukadeva Goswami spoke to Srimad Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago. And many of the histories are millions of years old. And yet, all the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam are vital and appropriate for all of our activities and all of our moods on this very day. Similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami, how old is he, can we say? We can remember him in any of his pastimes, and it's all equally valid. Just as we can remember Srila Sukadeva Goswami, just coming out from the womb of his mother after being there for 11 years, or sitting on the branch of the tree in his bird form, as in his parrot form, as Lord Shiva is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the voice of Parvati, Sukadeva Goswami, Sukha, the parrot, is saying, go on, get the judge. So Lord Shiva is thinking that his wife is avidly hearing. Similarly with Srila Rupa Goswami, all of his words, all of his books are ever fresh and new and vital for every day of our life. And now more than ever, we can see that Srila Gurudev is the same way. There's no old and no new. As manifestation of Krishna, as we sing every morning, Shakshat Hari Prena Samasta Shastrai. He's a non-different manifestation of Sri Krishna. Krishna has two parts, Vishaya and Ashraya. That is, Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Served Godhead and the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. So Sri Guru is Ashraya Bhagavan. He has the same qualities as Krishna, So just as Krishna is ever fresh and new, and when Srimati Radhika sees him, for example, after having been with him all day or all night, and then she sees him the next time, she thinks, who is that personality who I've never seen before? Is he a fresh rain cloud? Is he a sapphire mountain? So every moment is a new experience. So Śrīla Gurudeva being manifestation of Krishna and having Krishna's qualities, he's also, and his qualities are also, ever fresh, and his words are also ever fresh and new, and everything about him is ever unfolding. Separation from him can be in two ways. The real way, the spiritual way, and the false way, the material way. The spiritual way, in the words of our prime Gurudev, Śrīla Bhakti Pranjana Goswami Maharaj, he said that real separation makes for increased remembrance, just like in the pastime with Krishna. Although nobody wants to be separated, Krishna arranges, Radharani arranges, that there's separation by many years, or by Maan, or by Purvara, so many ways to separation. And that increases the remembrance, and that remembrance increases the attachment and increases the service. So then there's the false way that he's gone and therefore I'm lamenting and I've lost my enthusiasm. If you'll permit me, I'll just share a couple of experiences that I had with Śrīla Gurudev. And one of them is actually a morning walk that he went on in Italy last year, well, the beginning of middle of last year, in June, and at that time the devotees were asking him, is somebody in Sakura, how can they be happy when they know that Madhurya Ras is the highest Ras? How can anybody in Sakura or Vatsalya Ras be completely happy? So Śrīla Gurudev answered, that is, how can the mood of Sakya, Sakya mood, someone in the mood of Sakya, how can he be completely happy? So sometimes Gurudev would answer just according to the question and give the answer, philosophically or by pastime, and sometimes he would flat out show us that we couldn't understand even if he gave us the answer. So in that instance he said, you have no mood. You have no idea who you are or what your relationship is with Krishna. And that won't come, realization of that won't come until you're in the stage of Bhava. And even at Bhava, that realization will be just like looking at something through glass. Not until you reach the level of praying will you see things clearly. That will you be able to feel the separation like Śrīla Raghunath Das Goswami or Srinivas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, who was ripping apart his chest, pulling out his hair when he heard that Mahaprabhu left, and then when he heard that Gadadhar Pandit left, and then when he heard that Guru Damodar left, and then Rupa Goswami left, and they all appeared to him in a dream, then again he went to the next one, and again he ripped out his hair. So then they get so how can he still be happy to know that there's a higher Ras? And Gurudev said, first comes Bhava, then Bhava. So, just as in Krishna's Leela, separation is made for increasing the meaning when all externals are forgotten and all internal things are coming to the forefront. So Śrīla Gurudev's separation is for the same thing, to increase our meeting, to increase our remembrance, to increase our eagerness, to come up to the point of actually meeting them. And he said, you know where I am. I've told you for many, many years where you find me. So then that becomes our constant endeavor. both imminent and immediate.